April 30, 2026. Today's reading from Encounter with God. The Joy of the Lord. Opening prayer. As I spend time in your words today, Lord, I ask that you challenge as well as encourage me in my journey with you. Read 2 Chronicles chapter 30, verse 1 through chapter 31, verse 1. Hezekiah celebrates the Passover. Hezekiah sent words to all Israel and Judah, and also wrote letters to Ephraim and Manasseh, inviting them to come to the temple of the Lord in Jerusalem and celebrate the Passover to the Lord, the God of Israel. The king and his officials and the whole assembly in Jerusalem decided to celebrate the Passover in the second month. They had not been able to celebrate it at the regular time because not enough priests had consecrated themselves and the people had not assembled in Jerusalem. The plan seemed right both to the king and to the whole assembly. They decided to send a proclamation throughout Israel, from Beersheba to Dan, calling the people to come to Jerusalem and celebrate the Passover to the Lord, the God of Israel. It had not been celebrated in large numbers according to what was written. At the king's command, couriers went throughout Israel and Judah with letters from the king and from his officials, which read, "People of Israel, return to the Lord, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, that he may return to you who are left, who have escaped from the hand of the kings of Assyria. Do not be like your parents and your fellow Israelites who were unfaithful to the Lord, the God of their ancestors, so that he made them an object of horror, as you see. Do not be stiff-necked as your ancestors were. Submit to the Lord. Come to his sanctuary, which he has consecrated forever. Serve the Lord your God, so that his fierce anger will turn away from you. If you return to the Lord, then your fellow Israelites and your children will be shown compassion by their captors and will return to this land. For the Lord your God is gracious and compassionate. He will not turn his face from you if you return to him." The couriers went from town to town in Ephraim and Manasseh, as far as Zebulun, but people scorned and ridiculed them. Nevertheless, some from Asher, Manasseh, and Zebulun humbled themselves and went to Jerusalem. Also in Judah, the hand of God was on the people to give them unity of mind to carry out what the king and his officials had ordered, following the word of the Lord. A very large crowd of people assembled in Jerusalem to celebrate the festival of unleavened bread in the second month. They removed the altars in Jerusalem and cleared away the incense altars and threw them into the Kidron Valley. They slaughtered the Passover lamb on the 14th day of the second month. The priests and the Levites were ashamed and consecrated themselves and brought burnt offerings to the temple of the Lord. Then they took up their regular positions as prescribed in the law of Moses, the man of God. The priests splashed against the altar the blood handed to them by the Levites. Since many in the crowd had not consecrated themselves, the Levites had to kill the Passover lambs for all those who were not ceremonially clean and could not consecrate their lambs to the Lord. Although most of the many people who came from Ephraim, Manasseh, Issachar, and Zebulun had not purified themselves, yet they ate the Passover, contrary to what was written. But Hezekiah prayed for them, saying, "May the Lord, who is good, pardon everyone who sets their heart on seeking God, the Lord, the God of their ancestors, even if they are not clean according to the rules of the sanctuary." And the Lord heard Hezekiah and healed the people. The Israelites who were present in Jerusalem celebrated the festival of unleavened bread for 7 days with great rejoicing, while the Levites and priests praised the Lord every day with resounding instruments dedicated to the Lord. Hezekiah spoke encouragingly to all the Levites, who showed good understanding of the service of the Lord. For the 7 days they ate their assigned portion and offered fellowship offerings and praised the Lord, the God of their ancestors. The whole assembly then agreed to celebrate the festival 7 more days, So for another 7 days they celebrated joyfully. Hezekiah, king of Judah, provided 1,000 bulls and 7,000 sheep and goats for the assembly, and the officials provided them with 1,000 bulls and 10,000 sheep and goats. A great number of priests consecrated themselves. The entire assembly of Judah rejoiced, along with the priests and Levites and all who had assembled from Israel, including the foreigners who had come from Israel and also those who resided in Judah. There was great joy in Jerusalem, for since the days of Solomon, son of David, king of Israel, there had been nothing like this in Jerusalem. The priests and the Levites stood to bless the people, and God heard them, for their prayer reached heaven, his holy dwelling place. When all this had ended, the Israelites who were there went out to the towns of Judah, smashed the sacred stones, and cut down the Asherah poles. They destroyed the high places and the altars throughout Judah and Benjamin and in Ephraim and Manasseh. After they had destroyed all of them, the Israelites returned to their own towns and to their own property. Reflect. Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again. Rejoice. The American journalist H. L. Mencken described Puritanism as the haunting fear that someone, somewhere, may be happy. Some would consider that to be an apt description of our Christian faith today. The model we have in the Bible, exemplified by this passage, is the exact opposite. It shows God's people in full-hearted celebration of the joy of their bountiful Redeemer. Everybody feasted and worshipped up and down the land, and age-old compositions from celebrated temple musicians were retrieved from the archives. We can imagine the buzz across the nation. It must have been like our Christmas, New Year, and Easter all rolled into one. When the time allotted was up, the king yielded to popular demand and granted a week-long extension. Hezekiah took care to invite the 10 northern tribes to join in the national repentance. How can we, too, follow this example today? Take note of the two key points of his letter of invitation. He acknowledges the ravages caused by sin, and he points to God as the one and only solution. Consequently, the joy of the people emanated from hearts that were at peace with their Maker. All spiritual and physical obstacles between them and God were cleared away, including the defiling rubbish from the temple, which ended up in the Kidron Valley. Special provision was made for people, particularly pilgrims from the northern kingdom, who were not ritually clean. The king prayed for them. It is not surprising that God heard the prayers and healed the people. This God has not changed. We, as his people today, can always enter into the fullness of his joy and celebrate his goodness with heart and soul. Apply. In what ways can you improve on your celebrations of God's goodness, both routinely and at festivals? Closing prayer. Lord God, the worth of your love, grace, and mercy is beyond measure. Help me to live each day with joy that celebrates who you are and what you have done for me.